Dane, May, and you. The Good News in Shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
The Revealing Truth and Ignite Your World Incorporated thanks Joey's Cafe for their underwriting support of this week's broadcast. Joey's Cafe is a family-owned and operated breakfast, lunch, and dinner experience specializing in affordable home-cooked meals. That will reveal Joey's Cafe is located at 6650 South Highway 1 at St. Lucie Square Plaza, a mile and a half north of Prima Vista Boulevard.
Jason will be speaking to the love of the Father, so grab a pen and take some notes. And let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you. Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truth for our lives. John 8:32 says, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." This week, Pastor Jason will be speaking the love of the Father. So grab a pen, take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
I can't tell you how many times that we have ministered on the love of the Father or on the Father's heart. And when we do, there's always men, especially men, but women too, that begin to shrink back.
Basketball and cheerleading. If you are disappointed or discouraged with your child's education,
the love of God
come
is being shown.
Out and take the next step.
Why? Because somewhere in the recesses of their mind, they begin to draw on their own experience and their own relationship with their natural
sizes,
father, and they begin to move God into that picture when you start
well
talking about Father
personalized
God.
Personalized academic curriculum,
we can
art,
talk about the
music,
Lord God,
dance,
Jehovah
drama,
God.
And sports.
About Father
you
God,
are invited
and all of a sudden,
to join us for the
filtering
open house
process
on
of their relationship
July 7th
and their understanding of earthly Father gets filtered into
a tour of our beautiful facility. Enrollment is currently underway for the 2011-2012 school year.
Don't talk to me,
we are accepting applications
we
on
this
a
stuff
first
all the time,
come,
don't we?
First serve basis. So
on
don't
the other
delay.
Hand, some of us
enroll
that have been
today.
Raised in really religious churches, we grew up with the idea that you had to be on your best behavior.
It's in Him that we live and move and have our being. Then how many of you understand? Everything else is secondary.
Some people have an image of God
secondary.
Just sitting up on His throne.
Your marriage
looking down,
is secondary.
Waiting on you to mess up so
your
you
children
you
are secondary.
You like
your finances are secondary.
In some churches, you are always doing something
it's in
to be you stepped on.
Sit
we
down,
live
be
and move
quiet.
And have our being.
I told you, get over there.
My
stand
job,
still.
My destiny,
stop
my
moving.
Journey, my friends, my purpose, my
yeah,
passion, my
like
stuff.
When I was everything else is secondary.
I used to pat you by the back of the ear.
To
and
Jesus
lift you up
being
off
the center of my
ear,
life.
You up to the pew to your mama.
Jesus is
the
sustaining the factor of my life.
That means when I love
so
Him,
God,
I love
Him.
Knowing how much the Father loves
with
us.
With everything that
God's
I am.
Mad at us all the time.
Everything that I am.
He's getting disappointed with
all
us.
All my faults,
churches,
my inconsistencies,
you know, insecurities, people.
Everything that I am, I love Him with it. When I worship Him, I worship Him with everything that I am. When I give, I give with everything that I am. When I forgive, I forgive with everything that I am. Come on, somebody.
Yes, He
with
is.
With
how
everything
many
that I am.
He put all wrath on Jesus, so you didn't. He didn't, wrath didn't have to come knocking on your door.
Did anybody watch
Isn't
the NBA
right?
Finals?
He poured all his wrath out on Jesus, so when you messed up, you didn't have to pay the price.
You know, during the NBA Finals,
that's what he did.
Did anybody
amen.
See any
the Bible
news
says that the place of the cross took the wrath of God because love went to the cross.
Catched up on
silent
news.
Like a lamb, and love
if you
was
saw
nailed to
about
that cross.
The NBA Finals,
then judgment came from heaven, and it
you know
went
what?
Down on one man,
Jesus.
You didn't see this.
All the sin of the world,
one,
all the wrath
single
of heaven,
Miami fan
collided at a place
paid
called the
from
cross.
$600
and right
to
there,
$5,000,
right then,
to go sit
Jesus
in that game. I didn't see one fan in any of that those games
he
when LeBron
you.
Took off down the court,
paid a
and slammed the ball through the hoop and got fouled
the wrath
for a
of God
point
for
play.
You.
I didn't see one Miami
love
fan just sit there and
took
go.
His wrath.
Oh, that's fantastic. Hmm? 3 days later, how many of you know that stone was rolled away and love come walking out of a tomb? Isn't that right? So now that we can understand that even though we were lost, now we're found.
Did we score?
That wasn't the end of love. Amen?
I didn't see
I was blind, but praise the Lord, now I can see. I was a stinking mess, but now I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. When He sees me, He sees Jesus. I'm excited about it. I'm some of you are excited about
it. Anybody got a witness in here this morning?
Did anybody see that? There's a lot of people.
I mean,
no,
if they did that, the person next to him would be screaming, jumping down the
man, did you just see what LeBron did? He got a slam the ball down the throat of the net.
God
he
so
got fouled at
go
the three-point play.
That is the motivating
Come on,
factor
isn't that right?
of their salvation experiences.
I didn't see anybody respond
God
this way.
I don't want to burn in hell.
Rather than serving him because they love him, because they're passionate for him.
This is how I watch.
They're not motivated by it. If you're serving God because you want to avoid hell,
I'm rejoicing in my
spirit. Motivating factor for your salvation is not love, it's fear. Come on, somebody, talk to me.
There's Dwayne Wade.
Listen, folks, love is not just a mind thing. Passion has to be involved in it. And passion is an emotion. There's got to be feeling with it. There's got to be something
that
lays hold of your heart that says, come.
LeBron went down the court
and he slammed that ball down there.
That
when the ball went down through the net, that everybody in that arena jumped to their feet. They spit all over everybody. Beer went on the floor. Food went everywhere. Mustard was on people's shirts. They were screaming like a bunch of lunatics. They were a little bit enthusiastic about the possibility of the Miami Heat finally being able to beat the Dallas Mavericks.
They didn't just talk about it.
Come on, somebody talk to me.
I really know God.
But how many know we come to church and everybody wants to withdraw
some mental sin?
To really
know
God
withdraw from the one that's bigger
than any basketball game.
Transforming power
of God that lives on the inside of
you. We start worshiping God
on the inside of me, who isn't just the big man
from 10 o'clock to 10:30.
That part is for Jesus. That's the part of the service
that
we offer up to Him.
On the inside of you.
Half the church don't get here till 10:30.
But everywhere I go, God's
I'm just being honest with you.
I hear people, well,
it's no skin off my back. The worship is for Jesus.
People talk that way. You know what?
We get in here and we got this worship team up here singing. That's for Jesus. That's why church starts at 10 o'clock. Come on, somebody. Amen. We'll get excited about games like that. We'll get excited about politics.
God
we'll get excited about pursuing
all this stuff.
Your heart this
morning. But
when we
come to church, we just want to withdraw.
He is passionate for you. And He will not relent until He gets a hold of you. He will pursue you and pursue you and pursue you until you get it right, until you fall into that place of your destiny.
Bigger than any election.
I mean, God doesn't just want to date you on Sunday and Wednesday night. He's calling us somewhere we've never been before.
Sit in church and say, well, I love Him in my heart.
Somewhere deep, somewhere passionate.
He knows my heart.
God never wants to leave you where you are. He's constantly wanting to move you to your destiny. Constantly wanting to take you a step further. Constantly wanting to grow you to a new level. God is looking for people that aren't looking to see who's looking.
Running into church because they're scared.
Come on, talk to me, somebody. Am I doing okay? Is this okay for y'all? Because I mean, we can stop.
Somebody,
am I doing okay?
Amen.
This is the Father's heart for His children.
Declare that we are in love with Him.
God is not coming for those that are practicing
religion.
He's not coming for performance-based religion, just looking to play the part of a Christian, just going along to do their duty and making sure they keep all the rules so they can get through the door.
I hope they look at me.
That's not what God is doing. I hope they look. I'm looking for people who understand that it's God that is doing the work on the inside.
Have Jehovah's Witness come to my
door
yesterday.
And they're ready for a passionate, explosive move of God. They're ready to get into the place of His heart. They're ready to see God take their mess and turn it into a message.
I
might look like I survived a tornado, but you know what? When God gets done with me, I can do all things.
I said, wait a minute.
Amen.
Are you Jehovah's Witness?
So that when people see me, they don't just see me, but they see a testimony of His love that's working through me. Is there anybody in here today that I'm talking to?
I've been praying.
Is there anybody here?
Bring you by here. God
sent
you by here to get you set free.
We need to ask ourselves this question.
Is
your heart
beating with
this?
You are in a cult. You have been lied to.
Come on, ask yourself this.
The church that you're in has deceived you. They have got you under a spell. And if you'll give me 1 minute, if you'll just give me 1 minute, God will set you free this morning right here on my doorstep.
Enough.
And she said, well, if you're
paid.
Not going to listen
my
to me, I'm leaving.
I said, don't leave, honey. Come back.
I
and she went down my sidewalk with her little 10-year-old son. And
they were
going by the car. And
the
I said, hey, come back. And then she didn't look at me. So I started speaking in tongues in the middle of my neighborhood. I said, shut up. In the name of Jesus, Lord Jesus Christ, I declare over this woman's life that she is set free from this cult. That she
is
broken over her life. Lord, I pray, God, that she don't burn in hell.
This is the foundation,
son, no
ladies and gentlemen. This
she
is the root level.
Fast
this
down the
is
road.
Where life
the guy across
begins.
The street come out from the front door. There was another Jehovah's
right
Witness.
Here.
And he said, what's going on?
You
I
to
said,
him.
Sir, I need
Bible
to tell you about Jesus.
With all
he
your
looked
heart,
at me and took
with
off
all your
down the road.
Soul, with all your spirit and all your strength.
You know why? Because I'm enthusiastic about my Father who loves
not just
me.
What you feel like a part of it.
How
many
you know
now, two things
he's the
happen.
One that initiates the love? 1 John 4:19 says
they'll
this:
never
We
come
love
to my
him
house
because
again?
He first loved us.
Or she won't be able to sleep at night.
See, my love for him
and
today
the Holy Ghost
is nothing more than just a response
put some conviction
to the love
on her and a little bit of doubt in her.
It's a response to
the
what
next
he's
time she's at the kingdom hall and they
Romans
say something,
this,
that thing's going to come up against something on the inside of her spirit.
God us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ,
I said, I pastor a church. It's right up there on Edwards Road.
He didn't
All
have
you
got
to do is take
Selvitz
and turn right.
He did it.
We're having church tomorrow at 10. Mm. Please come.
He demonstrates his great love for us by what he did.
You know, they might think you lost your mind.
Let me understand that we love him
that's
the way
okay.
he loves us.
They might think you're strange.
That's
okay.
Do.
They might
we
treat you like you ain't got no
love.
Sense, but that's okay.
That's really what the commandment is. I want you to love God.
I'm in love with my Father, and because
you.
I'm in love with my Father,
listen,
I care whether or not people go to hell.
Part of himself.
You know how to tell how much somebody really loves God? Because their enthusiasm overcomes them so much that everywhere they go, they want to talk about Jesus.
He gave us all of his effort.
When they look at people, they look at people that are potential
for you.
Citizens of heaven. That's how they see them.
And he said, in return, this is
because
what I'm
how many of you know every time you encounter
you
somebody in your job,
your heart,
every time you encounter somebody
soul,
in your neighborhood,
and all
if
your
they
mind,
don't know Jesus, they have a destiny in the lake
be,
of fire. And that's true.
Life. I want to be in your life. I want to
and
sit
if you
on
choose
the throne
to
of your
that,
life. I want to be the God of your life at all times, 24/7. I want to be the center of your life.
He lived it.
Somebody say, Jesus
died for it.
Be the center
Amen.
Of my
he
life.
He said, I want you to love the Lord your
I mean,
God with all your heart,
all
your soul,
and
your mind,
and
all your
strength.
I want you to love your neighbor as you love yourself.
If you ain't in him, then you ain't living and moving and having a being.
I mean, love is pictured in three different
You're
dimensions.
Just existing.
We love God with everything that we are. We love ourselves with everything
That's
that we
sad.
Are. And we love our neighbors with everything that we are.
If it's
and we
in
do
him
it because
we
of
live
who he
and
is.
Move and have our being, then how many of you
you
understand?
You can't say you love God
everything
and hate
else
people.
Is secondary.
Everything else is secondary.
Your marriage is secondary. Your children
you
are
cannot
secondary.
Say you love God
Your
and hate
a person.
Are secondary. I don't care what they've done.
It's in him that we
you
live
can hate
and
what
move
they've
and
done.
Have our being.
But you cannot hate the
my
person
job,
if you
my
love
destiny,
God.
My journey, my friends, my
if you
purpose,
hate a person,
my cash, my stuff,
then your love of God is not in you.
Is secondary.
I didn't write
to
the book.
Jesus being the center of my life.
God did. If you're getting offended over
Jesus
it,
is
take it up with the Lord.
Factor of my life.
Amen. That means when I love him, I love him.
I can't
him.
Say you're in love with God, but then
I
don't want to be around them. I don't like the color of their
everything
skin.
Everything that I am.
Or I don't like their
All
dialect.
My faults,
or I don't like
my
the part of town they're from.
Insecurities, rejection. Mm. Everything that I am.
There ain't no love
I love
God
him
in
with
you
it. When I worship him, I worship him. With
my
everything
God,
that I
you
am.
Can't do
when
it.
I give with everything that
it's
I
impossible.
Am. When I forgive, I forgive
love God
with everything
say,
that I am.
I don't
call somebody with everything that I am.
Because if the love of God is in you, you're going to love everybody.
I mean, you got
to
come to a point in your life
and
you quit
finals?
Condemning yourself, and you quit judging yourself, and you got to learn to let love capture
you know, during
your
the
heart,
NBA finals,
and let that love flow through you,
any
and just begin to love people.
On it
so when I get up and I look at the mirror, I can just say, "Look what the Lord
like
has done."
Catch up on some of the news.
If you
and
saw
now,
anything,
we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a moment. But first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about Truth Church.
I didn't see
Truth
one
Church is located in the heart
Miami
of St. Lucie
fan
County at 3891
$600
Fort Pierce.
$5,000
Sunday worship service
go
starts
sit
at
10 in that game.
Truth
I didn't
Church
see one fan
Pentecostal
in any of that those games when LeBron took off down the
There's
court and slammed the ball through the hoop and got fouled for a three-point play. I didn't see one Miami fan just sit there and go.
Youth group. There's something for everyone. We've been experiencing a powerful move of God in our services, and we would love for you to come and visit with us. If you're new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place
that.
For the whole family.
No, nobody said there's
some praising under open skies. Everything breathing, praising God.
So glad we got the Look what the Lord has done. Come on, can anybody got a witness
Marvelous
in here this
work.
Morning?
Marvelous
did anybody
work.
Do that? He's brought
I mean,
me out of where
it,
I
the
used
next to
be.
Be
screaming, jumping down, going,
man,
and he's
did you see what LeBron did?
Where
he
I am today.
Slammed the ball down the throat of thy neck.
Hallelujah.
And got fouled at the three
I might have used to
been
bound. I might have used to sneak around.
Come on
but
in there, right?
Praise God, he set me free,
this
and
way.
I'm not bound anymore.
Well, it's just my personality.
The Bible says he that the Son sets free is free indeed. Listen, I'm really seriously
spirit.
Talking about over-the-top love. I'm talking about over-the-top, crazy kind of love. That's what God expects from us. Everything you got on the inside of you kind of love.
I didn't see anybody doing that.
I'm not talking about temperate
Nobody
love
did
with
that.
Restraint. Love is
Nobody
not
Nobody did that. I mean, no, when that's LeBron went down the court down and he slammed that ball down there, that when the ball went down through the net, that everybody in that arena jumped to their feet. They spit all over everybody. There was a shell on the floor.
On the back
food went everywhere. Mustard was
on people's
shirt. They were screaming like a bunch of lunatics.
They were a little bit enthusiastic about the possibility of the Miami Heat finally being able to beat the Dallas Mavericks.
Didn't even call him in when the prophet said, bring all your sons in. He left him out.
But how many know we come to church
and everybody wants to have all the sons there, but he left David out tending the sheep.
David
said, I might have been a child that wasn't wanted. They not let me come in when the prophet comes to the house, but I'm on the back side of the hill and I'm worshiping my Jehovah. I'm writing songs to my King and I'm
going
to sing my praises to my God, and I'm
going
to let my voice be heard whether anybody else can hear me or not. I'm
going to
jump and I'm going to dance and I'm going to shout and I'm going to sing.
We got this worship
bless
team up here singing.
At
that's
all
for
time.
Jesus.
His praise
that's
will continually be in
o'clock.
My mouth. My
come
soul
on somebody.
Shall
amen.
Make thy boast
we'll
in thee, O Lord.
Games
the
like
humble
that. We'll get excited
will hear
politics.
Of thee
we'll get excited
and be glad.
All this stuff. But when we come to church, we just want to withdraw.
That's David.
Well, I'm worshiping in my spirit.
And the Bible says that God
this
reached to the backside of that hill, and he said to a boy that was rejected by the world, I have now chosen you to be king over my house and
election,
to sit on my throne forever.
No enthusiasm.
Don't tell me it's not good to be enthusiastic. Well, David got a chance later on when he was king to bring the Ark of the Covenant back to Jerusalem. When he got a chance, the Bible says he took off his crown. He took off his clothes and he stripped down to his underwear. He took off all the kingly garments and he began to dance and he began to worship and magnify the Lord all the way to the city. There was some crazy church people there too. One of them was his wife, Michael.
We'll open up our mouth today.
Sitting up in a tower looking at her husband down there dancing in his underwear.
I declare I'm in love with Jesus everywhere I go. People think I got my head on backwards.
She said, you're the king.
Every time
what's
I
the matter with you?
Store, I sing as loud as I can.
You're the one that's supposed to be wearing the royal crown and the royal robes. You're out there dancing like an idiot.
Jesus,
I hope
you disgrace yourself, David.
In front of all the slaves, you disgrace. You look like
I hope they come in.
You look like you don't have any education. Like you don't know what you're doing.
Her and her son.
Don't you know you're making yourself
up,
a mockery to the whole nation of Israel by dancing the way you're dancing in your underwear in front
they
of the Ark of the Covenant? All you're doing
doorbell.
Is drawing attention to yourself.
I opened up the door.
David looked at me and said, honey,
she started pulling her little thing
you
out.
May be my Valentine.
Wait a minute.
So are you
Jehovah's let me tell
witness?
You something. I'm going to be even more exaggerated tomorrow.
Lord Jesus Christ.
You think
so
this is crazy now? Wait till tomorrow,
I've
baby
been
doll.
Praying that God would bring you
if
by
you're
going to
be here tomorrow,
God
I'm going
to
worship more than I worship today.
Listen,
I'm going to dance more than
you
I dance
in a
today.
Cult.
I'm
going to
run and
been
jump and scream
to.
And shout
the
more than
that
I did
in
today.
Has deceived
why?
You.
They have got you under a spell.
And if you'll give me 1 minute, if you'll just give me 1 minute, God will set you free this morning. Right here on my doorstep.
And she said, well, if you're not going to listen to me, I'm leaving.
I said, don't leave, honey. Come back.
I just wanted what would happen to your house
if you just
son,
went for
30
seconds
and I said
just forget everything
and then
that's going on in your
so
life
so I started speaking
forget
in
everybody looking
in the middle
at you
of my neighborhood
about what
I said shut up and forget about what everybody
in the name
says.
Of Jesus Lord Jesus Christ
just for
I declare
seconds.
Over this woman's
and
life
not be
that she
about
is set free from this cult that she is broken over her life. Lord, I pray God that she don't burn in hell, that her little son don't burn in hell,
and begin to dance and shout in your house
and lift up the name of Jesus.
The street,
what
come
kind
out
of victory you might have this
witness.
Week? And he said, what's going on? I said, sir,
we are so intimidated.
I need to tell you about Jesus.
Why
he looked at me and took off down the road. There is victory
you know why?
In your shout.
Because I'm enthusiastic about
you
my
get to
Father
a who
you
loves
just
me. That you're alone with God and that he reached down inside of a pit and he plucked you up out of that pit and
they'll
he cleaned
never
your
to my
tail
house
up
again
and set your feet
or she won't be able to
solid ground. And the Holy
that's
Ghost
in a shout
had put some conviction on
I
her and a little bit of doubt in her.
About this.
And the next
the
time she's at the kingdom hall and they say something,
deep,
that thing's going
to
come
around
up with something on the inside of her spirit.
How many of you know
right. There's a story in the Bible called the prodigal son?
I said, I passed your church.
It's right up there on Edward Road.
All you got to do is take Selvitz and turn right. We're having church tomorrow at 10.
Please come. He didn't want to wait for it. The father said, son, you're not ready. Let me process you a little bit.
They might think you lost your mind.
Stay home a little bit longer.
They might think you're strange.
You a few more
that's
things.
Okay.
Just they might treat you like you ain't got no sense.
I want what's mine,
that's okay.
And I want it now. The Bible says he took his inheritance and he left home.
I'm in love with my father.
And
because I'm in love with my father, I care whether or not people go hang out with him. Everybody wanted to hang out with him because he had money.
You know how to tell how much somebody really loves God?
Because
their enthusiasm overcomes them so much that everywhere they go, they want to talk about Jesus.
But the story goes on.
When they look at people, they look at
end.
People that are potential.
He came to an end. How many recognize that sooner or later everything
that's how they
in life
see
comes to an end?
Because how many of you know
you
every
know
time you encounter somebody in your job, every time you encounter somebody in your neighborhood, if they don't know Jesus, they have a
no
destiny
of money,
in a lake of fire, and that's
no
true.
Drug, no pill, no alcohol,
no club.
And if
no
you
sports.
Choose to ignore that, it ultimately satisfy you.
Listen, ladies and gentlemen,
God shaped hole in you. Only
Jesus
didn't ignore it.
He lived it.
The story goes on to say that he found himself in a pig pen.
Amen.
And while he was there, he came to
he
his
said,
senses.
I want you to love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength.
See, ladies and gentlemen,
I want
listen
you to love
this
your neighbor as you love
if
yourself.
If you get one thing, to get this. Sin
and love is pictured in three
is
different
nothing
dimensions.
More
we love God with everything that we are.
Identity.
We love ourselves with everything that we are. And we love our neighbors with everything that we are.
Let me try that
and
again.
We do it because of who he is.
Sin
you can't say
is
you love God
more
and hate
than
people.
Mistaken identity.
Contradiction of
so
terms.
If sin is manifesting in
it's
your
impossible.
Life, then that ought to clue you,
you cannot
into
say
the
you
fact
love
you
God
really
and hate a person. I don't care what they've done.
There are people that
hate
have
what
not
they've
yet
done,
up to who they really are.
But you cannot hate the person if you love God.
They got a glimpse.
If you hate a person,
they got a vision.
The love of God is not in you.
They got a bit of a dream.
I didn't write the book.
But they're living their life in the crisis
God did.
Of identity.
If you're getting offended over it,
they really
take
don't
it up
know
with
they
the
are.
Lord. Amen.
So sin keeps manifesting in their lives.
You can't say you're in love with God.
You have
2 days
then,
of
I don't
victory,
want to be
around
them.
Defeat, I don't like
3 days of victory, 2 days of defeat.
Or I don't like
two
their dialect.
Forward,
I don't
one
like
step
the part
back.
Of town they're from.
Hmm? They find themselves three or four times
there
a week.
There ain't no love of God in you if you talk that way. My God, you can't do
Bible
it.
Says he got up and said, I'm going back to my father's house.
It's impossible. You can't say I love God and then say I don't love people.
Be treated and living here with all these pigs.
Because if the love of God is in you, you're going
to
love everybody. And here's what's
I mean,
amazing.
You've
got
to come to a point in your life.
I want to change the story. I'm not going to change the text,
and you
but I'm judging yourself.
Perspective
and you've got to learn
because he'll let love
when we tell this
capture
story, we talk
your
about
heart
the
son,
and let that love flow
know,
through you and just begin to
story.
Love people. So when I get up and I look at the mirror,
that
I
word
just
prodigal,
say, look what the Lord
the definition
has done.
Of the word prodigal means extravagant.
Look what the
it means
Lord has done.
Or excessive.
That's marvelous words.
Marvelous words.
Excessive. He's brought me out of where I used to be.
Over the top.
And he's taken me to a overboard. Place where I am today.
Because he took his inheritance.
Hallelujah.
He's overboard with it.
I might have used to been bound. I might have used
all.
To sneak around.
He's
but praise God, he set me free.
Properly.
And I'm not bound
and
anymore.
Him to his ruin. It brought him to a
the Bible says he that the Son sets free is free indeed.
In story.
And listen,
Father.
I'm really seriously talking about over the top love.
The Father that was so
I'm talking about over the top crazy
excessive.
Kind of love. That's what God expects from us. Everything you got on the inside of you kind of love.
Hear me this morning, church.
I'm not talking about tempered love with restraint. Love is not restraining.
With his love.
That's a bogus line that's been passed down through traditions of religion.
Was it condemning?
Over the top love.
Was it preaching?
Impacts. And change his life.
He loved him.
How many know there was a guy in the Bible
loved him
who was a
deep,
shepherd over on the back side of a hill and nobody wanted this guy.
And when
his
son
daddy
was not looking
had forgotten
for him,
about
the
him when the prophet came
the
to anoint him king
day.
Over his house, came to anoint a
looking
king from the
son,
house. His
home.
Daddy sent him out in the backfield to tend with the
every
sheep.
Day
didn't
the
even
dad
call him in when the prophet said, bring all your sons
home.
In. He left him out taking care of the sheep.
You know,
Jesse was supposed to have all the sons there, but he left David out tending the sheep. David said, I might have been a child that wasn't wanted. They not let me come in when the prophet come to the house,
him,
but I'm on the back side of the hill, and I'm worshiping my
hands.
Jehovah. I'm writing songs to my king, and I'm going to sing my praises
see,
to my God, and I'm going to let my voice
that, well,
be heard, whether anybody else can hear me or not. I'm going to jump, and I'm going to dance, and I'm going to shout, and I'm going to sing. I will bless him at all times. His praise will continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make thy boast in thee, O Lord. The humble will hear of thee
that is
and
the first
glad.
Thing I'm going to do is I'm going to put
David.
Sandals on his feet so that everybody knows that he has an inheritance. He's not some slave.
Oh, praise.
so that they know he's got standing in my family again.
Revealing Truth with
people
Pastor
that
Jason
were
Bumble.
The onlookers out there standing.
We hope
and I said,
tune in again
"What
do you
want
to
bring him
Monday
back?
Through Friday at 11:30 a.m.
What he did,
right
he
here on
all your
CNO
money.
89.9 FM.
He's
to obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and
why
handling.
Why you bring him back?
3891
he's just bring
Edwards
back
Road,
in your home.
Fort Pierce, Florida.
He's spent his whole life riotous living.
And ask for your
why
free
are you
copy
giving him standing again?
The Father said, or simply make a love gift. You can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at IgniteYourWorld.com. This has been the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbus. See you next time on the Revealing Truth. Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday at 11:30 a.m., right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981, and ask for your free copy of The Love of the Father. Pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at IgniteYourWorld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbus. See you next time on The Revealing Truth. Ignite Your World Ministries and the Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Joe's Meats and Deli for their underwriting support of this program.
Stop by for all your cold cuts and deli meats. Joe's Meats and Deli offers the finest quality select cuts of beef, pork, chicken, sausage, and bacon strips. Just ask Bob the Butcher for your finest selections. Joe's Meats and Deli also offers homemade frozen dinners for two. Pick them up, put them in the oven, 30 minutes, dinner served. Perfect for the family on the go. Why spend time cooking in the kitchen when you can sit back and relax while Joe's Meats and Deli does it for you? Joe's Meats and Deli, located at the Bridge Plaza on the corner of Westmoreland and Port St. Lucie Boulevard in downtown Port St. Lucie.
What are the key elements to being a Christian?
Well, you may not be dead physically, but according to the Word of God, until Jesus Christ comes into your life, you are dead spiritually. That means you are dead toward God. That means that God can't communicate with you. You can't communicate with God.
Dr. David Jeremiah gives us insight into basics of the Christian faith. Next time on Turning Point.
Listen to Turning Point at 12:30 p.m. Monday through Friday on the Good News Station, WCNO.